Today, I'm pleased to announce the official approval of the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline.
That was President Trump today clearing the way for construction on the remaining portion of one of the most controversial pipeline projects in America. The $8 billion pipeline had been stopped by the Obama administration. Climate activists responded today saying Trump is moving backwards on climate and energy. But TransCanada, the company building the pipeline, called the decision a milestone. Joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. He's in New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, what does today's permit mean? Is construction on the pipeline going to start soon, or will there still be more legal battles?
You know, it obviously is a big hurdle to clear, but there still will be some other hurdles it has to clear. Opponents have vowed legal challenges, and from the sounds of it, they plan to make their opposition much more vocal on the local level at places like town meetings and whatnot. And TransCanada, who's building the pipeline, still needs state approval, which has been a sticking point, especially in Nebraska, where landowners have put up a pretty fierce fight against the project and have already forced some changes to it.
Now, President Trump signed an executive order recently requiring new pipelines or pipeline repairs to use U.S. steel. Does this pipeline have to meet that requirement?
Actually, this one does not fall under that executive order. But that said, TransCanada has promised to increase the amount of U.S. steel it uses in the construction of it. They've promised to add about another 200 miles worth of pipe made out of U.S. steel as part of the project.
The proponents of the Keystone pipeline have said this is going to create a lot of jobs. Now, the nearly 2,000-mile-long pipeline would carry oil from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in Texas. And there has been a lot of debate about just how many jobs would be created. So now that this permit has been approved, what do we know about what the job creation will be?
Well, the construction of the pipeline itself will create a few thousand jobs. TransCanada has estimated about 13,000 construction jobs spread out over 2 years. A report a few years ago from the State Department put it at only about 2,000 jobs a year. But they did say that as many as 42,000 jobs would be supported by it. So in other words, in other industries. But once the thing is built and up and running, there's really not that many jobs at stake. Only about three dozen would be required to keep it going.
And what about the overall economic impact? Because a major problem for the oil industry has been that there's too much on the market right now. There's a glut of supply. And so some people have asked, why do we need these pipelines when there's plenty of oil?
Right. I mean, this project makes a lot more sense when oil is $100 a barrel, and it was kind of conceived when oil prices were a lot higher. Now that it's under $50 a barrel, it doesn't make quite as much sense. But that said, you know, who knows what the oil price going forward will be? It's very hard to predict, and we could, you know, conceivably in the future see higher oil prices. But overall, on the U.S. economy, I haven't really seen a compelling case that this is going to really boost the U.S. economy. And that was one of the reasons why President Obama was against it in the first place.
It's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, with the news today on the Keystone Pipeline. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.